The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Okay, the Senate Republicans have released their version of the American Health Care Act. Womp, womp, womp. It makes the House version, oh, okay. It makes me go like, wow, okay, the House version. Wow, that's
supposed to work.
How's what?
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
No, it's not. It's not supposed to work at all.
I'm new to all this, so.
Especially when, you know, over the last 8 years, we're like, hey, repeal Obamacare. We didn't say, it became repeal. It was repeal Obamacare. Then it was repeal and replace. But the idea behind repeal and replace was, hey, you can't go to the American people that are liberal and supported Obamacare and maybe some of those that are getting free crap now and go, just repeal it because it won't sell well. You got to have your own other plan. Well, what they should have said was repeal and repeal and replace with free market. They should have done something like that and then explained it and used that as a teachable moment. They did not. They just started saying repeal and replace. And the replace became replace with something almost as bad. Why would they do this? Why would the Republicans say, we're going to go with this plan? Why would President Trump? I don't think this is about ideology. For some, sure. There are the Lindsey Grahams, hey y'all, the progressive Republicans, the John McCains, hey y'all. But most of them, I think, are going along with this because of politics. They're either getting something from somebody, the lobbyists, likely, and second of all, they think they can win with it. So if they think they can win with it, see, we'll satisfy you people on the right. We repealed Obamacare. It's good marketing. When you know, in the know, what's really there, you're like, you didn't repeal it. You repealed part of it and put in your own crap. But for people on the left, they get to say, we fixed it. And don't worry, we're still giving you your free crap. I think that's what they're doing here.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because they're taking for granted all of the people on the right who said, repeal Obamacare. I don't think they realize most people on the right are pretty informed. Now, there are a lot of them that are the tea drinkers when it comes to, Kool-Aid drinkers when it comes to President Trump. A lot of them are just, all right, whatever Trump says, fine, I supported him and that's fine. I mean, we've already seen that. That's the split in the party. So maybe they'll win with that. But most people on the right are pretty informed about this stuff. It offers a Planned Parenthood. This is just the Senate version, which is not the final version. They're going to begin discussing it officially on the floor next week. And then they'll put it together. Then they'll reconcile it with the House bill and end up with, you know, one bill between them. Theirs is fairly similar to the House bill. It just doesn't go as far as the House bill in repealing Obamacare. So they have a banning of funding for Planned Parenthood. And you go, oh, okay, but it's only for a year. Why?
Is this like a trial run? Let's see how it works.
Okay, good. Women didn't die in the streets. Let's go ahead and do that a little longer.
Because you can't pull the plug, right?
What?
Can you just pull the plug?
Yes, you could. You could.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you could just say we're not doing it. I mean, the only reason you do a 1 year, it's not even a 5 year, it's 1 year. The only reason you do that is to tell the people on the right, ban Planned Parenthood. And then the people on the left, no, it's only for a year. It's going to come back. That's the only reason you do this, is to play the sides. I don't want that. In fact, that pisses me off even more. Because you're messing around. Yeah, just do it.
Because you know they're listening to you. Because they were able to.
They know. Yeah, you know they know.
They know they
but they're
know.
Not doing what they have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's even like a slap in the face.
It's the loophole is what it is. It's you're dealing with your kids where they find a loophole. Okay, technically you're right. I followed the letter of what you said, but not the spirit of what you said. We did. We got rid of funding for Planned Parenthood.
For a year.
Yeah, but you know what I meant. Forever. But we got rid of Planned Parenthood.
For a year.
Right. That's what years I was like 17 and I'd been out, come down to breakfast Saturday morning. And my dad goes, how late were you out last night? And I go, it's like 4:30. He goes, can you get in a little bit earlier? I'm like, all right, sure. Same scene the next day, Sunday morning. How late were you out last night? I go, oh, I don't know, like 3:30. She goes, I thought I asked you to come in earlier. I said, the night before I was like 4:30. So I did. And he goes,
technically you did.
Right. He looks at me and he goes, all right. he knew that he wasn't specific enough. He was just like, okay, you're done in a year. I'm out.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.